Welcome back to Gabbin' with the Gals, where we shoot the shit
and you catch it. Oh.
Only if you want to.
Only if you want to. That sounded no pressure though to do it.
You know who we are. I'm not going to introduce us. If you don't know who we are, that's crazy.
Where we shoot the shit and we also catch it and you watch for your own entertainment.
Yeah.
We're juggling shit over here.
We love you.
It's everyone's favorite season in Texas. It's summer.
Yeah, it actually is my favorite season.
It's my favorite season not in Texas.
It's my favorite season even in Texas.
Oh.
My seasonal depression is gone and I don't care if I'm sweaty.
I do love it, except when it gets up to like 105 degrees. Then I start to complain.
It's pretty intense.
Yeah.
It's a little crazy. I had to do a lot of hard manual labor in 95 degrees in full sun yesterday. Yeah. So like
that one is tough. Thing, and I don't want to speak for you. You might be doing hard manual labor that I don't know about. But like,
she said,
I don't want to say.
I know you don't work, Campbell.
No. You're one of the most hardworking people I know. Listen,
I know you don't do fucking shit.
No, that's not what I meant. I was just saying, like, one thing about me and Olivia, we are going to be doing hard labor in the sun.
And I'm trying not to, is the thing. Like,
I'm like signing up for it.
Yeah, Lily is like actively being like, yes, like, yes, yes. Like
what my job is.
I just show up and then somehow I get put there.
They're like,
anyway.
We need to sun dry you like a tomato.
I think Campbell would just say no and leave, which is...
Yeah, I'm kind of a pretty little princess. And if I show up somewhere and we start doing hard manual labor, it's usually like, where else can I help?
And that's what I like about you.
Hey, yeah, and usually people like don't want to trust me with it anyways. So
they're not going to trust you, like put up like a...
Yeah, they're like, you can go paint or something.
See, like I wish I gave off that vibe, but I give off the vibe of like... Damn, if I put a drill in your hand, I feel like you're going to do some shit.
I'm going to give off like drill in my hand.
No, not that you guys aren't pretty little princesses. You're just
I'm not.
Labor people.
I'm not a pretty little princess. Listen.
I want to be. Maybe my next D&D character will. I never play a pretty little princess.
I love being a pretty little princess.
I can be a pretty little princess for like one day and then I'm like over it. Then I'm like, let me go roll in the mud.
Well, I just finished, Campbell and I both just finished watching the first half of Bridgerton season 3. So it's like a very pretty princess mood, very like, I want like ombre dyed fabrics. Like I want like sheer poofy sleeves.
I need curl. I need like perfectly
I'm looking
placed
for, like,
curls.
One curl right here.
Yeah.
I'm looking for like a man who's wearing riding boots. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for a man who's wearing like an open poofy shirt.
Yeah. I'm looking for a man to... finger blast me in a carriage.
Yes. Yes. I'm looking for like a vegetarian.
And that's what summer's all about.
That's what summer's all about.
I thought it would be fun today if we went over our like favorite summer things. Like summer's a time for like nostalgia and fun. And it used to be a time of rest until you're an adult. Then it's not.
Yeah.
Then it's just normal and hot.
Normal and hot.
It's also hot.
unless you're like us, I don't know. I live in the delusion that summer is still different. So.
Oh, same. Totally. The vibe, and it's like a collective cultural vibe. So it does actually change.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like people are actually, you know.
It's like a little more like loosey-goosey in the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're also going to talk about like what kind of summer we're having.
Oh,
are you having a hot girl summer? Are you having like last year rat summer?
Oh yeah.
Every year we like decide what summer, like 2 years ago I had Narnia summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it went pretty well. It like, could have been more Narnia.
Yeah.
But like it was pretty, it was like hiking in the woods. It was like deconstructing my relationship with religion.
Summer things.
Just summer, fun summer things. It was like watch Narnia. It was like go to the Ren Faire, like dress up. Like it was like sword class. Like,
well, let's start there. What kind of summer are we having?
Okay.
So I just visited my mom for Mother's Day recently. And I don't know when this is coming out, but Mother's Day was recently. And we watched Mamma Mia. And so I'm like very much in the mood for like Mamma Mia summer.
Mm.
Like I want it to be campy. I want it to be sparkly. I want it to be silly. Like I want it to be like very brightly colored.
I like that.
Just a little sexy.
Sorry. Like sexy, flirty.
Mm. Yeah.
Mamma Mia summer.
I love that.
It's like, we can't go to Greece, so we're going to have to bring Greece here.
Yeah, we can do that.
And a Mamma Mia summer
bring Greece
is pretty...
to Austin.
Yeah, if you like want to have a Mamma Mia summer, there's like Mamma Mia summer playlists, there's Pinterest boards. It's a very common type of summer to like aspire to.
Yeah.
So resources are out there. for all of you.
I feel like
wanting a Mamma Mia summer.
Whenever Mamma Mia 2 came out, it was either my junior or senior year of high school.
No, I remember
it. It was freshman year of college.
Was that what it was?
Me and all my roommates went. And we were the only people in the theater, so we were singing along to everything.
That's so fun. Me and my mom went, and we were like, this is amazing.
Yeah, I feel like that was when I had a Mamma Mia summer, whenever that one came out. I don't know. I feel like I don't have like a one word to describe my summer. I want to be in water. I want to be
wet.
I want to be wet. I want to be lashing tubes to my paddleboard and paddling out.
Yes.
Ice cold drinks in a cooler.
So like Mad Max Fury Road, if it was in the water instead of the desert, like cooler. We're making rigs.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And then I want to have
the movie's coming out.
This Furious weekend
is coming out.
Well,
literally my favorite movie of all time. I'm so excited for the new one.
It looks so good. And I need to rewatch the last one because like I wasn't like obsessed with it and I feel like I should be. So I need to rewatch it. But the new one looks like I'm also like, I really like Anya Taylor-Joy. So
yeah. I saw it in the theater 4 times.
Oh my God.
Like I was fully obsessed. And my Instagram handle for a while was 1313 red, black, go. That's like her sequence to start up her rig. So excited.
But I also want I kind of want a dinner party summer. My house isn't totally set up for dinner party, but I love cooking for people.
Yeah.
And making things. So like I can combine that with the water thing.
Yeah.
Like we're having ribs today and going to the pool.
Yes. I have my swimsuit on under this right now.
I'm having a very similar summer to you, I think. But I think it's a little more like healing my inner child. Like I'm having a very like childlike summer.
We could go play mermaids.
Yeah. I'm having a very like let's play mermaids summer. Like my boyfriend just bought me torpedoes, like the ones that you throw and you have to like swim down to go catch. And then I'm going to like, that's like my whole plan for the summer.
Yeah.
Is like fucking around and playing in the pool.
Yeah. I love a lemonade. I got obsessed with making homemade lemonade last year. I'm going to get right back on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really crave a restful summer, but that's, if you look at my Google calendar, that's not.
No, it's not going to happen.
But I can dream that that's what I'm having.
Yeah.
Maybe in August.
I love the idea of tubes and paddle boards. I love the idea of jet skis. Mm-hmm. I'll check back in with you and tell you if I jet skied this summer.
We got invited to a lake house.
Yes.
I'm trying to figure out, Lily said she is busy, but I want to go like Memorial Day. This is really dating this episode and it's definitely coming out in July, but don't worry.
But it's still summer. It's not too late to decide what summer you want to have.
I want to go out on Memorial Day and I want to take like you and Oscar and I want to figure out like I want to tie both of our paddle boards to tubes and figure out the optimal paddleboard chariot tube vibe.
You guys have done that with me before. I was in the tube and you lashed the paddleboard to my tube.
Yeah.
And then we're like,
well, but I want chariot. Like a better rope. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We've got to make it a little more official.
We had a pirate summer. When? 2 summers ago? No, 2 summers ago was Narnia summer. Was that the same thing?
We had a pirate summer. I think it was, wasn't it our pirate summer?
I feel like it was at Southwestern. Like it was
It was right after we graduated.
Oh, it was. That was pirate.
Because we went to the lake 2 years ago.
Okay. Yeah. I was having Narnia summer and pirate summer at the same time.
Hey,
true. It's kind of like Prince or Voyage of the Dawn Treader. Summer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I really, and then like, I don't know, I really want to optimize it. And then I think it's going to work out great for all of us. I want to go to the river, the really crystal clear river. I don't think you guys have been to.
I also want to have a very creative summer. Mm-hmm. Like I'm making things, I'm crafting, I'm doing art. Mm-hmm. I'm getting back into things that I haven't done in a couple years.
I'm going to have a devising theater summer. And it's like, I told Cole, I was like, if you catch me listening to Bo Burnham's Inside, like that's how you know. I was like, it's going to happen. That's how you know I'm doing bad. So I think I'm working on a big project. I think that I might be a little creatively drained for like extracurricular summer activities. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But sometimes that's like the best time to do like simple crafts of like.
Maybe because it keeps the muscle working without being like, this has to be
good
performance worthy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like it's like you can do anything and then sometimes you discover like more along the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, drop in the comments what summer you want to have or are having.
Yeah. Tell us what you're currently having. Tell us what you can make a switch halfway through.
Yeah.
Oh,
if you haven't decided, you can go. Let's think of some other summers that you can have. This isn't necessarily what we're having, but these are summers that you could have a challenger summer.
Oh yeah.
That's personally not.
Oh.
Saltburn Summer.
Saltburn Summer.
In a different world.
But yeah, but like glamour. It's like glamour and like being drunk all the time by like pool, yeah. You know, it's like a relaxing and recreational summer combined yeah. with a lot of glamour.
Challenger
Summer is like you like have messy. Two boyfriends.
Let's get a throuple going.
Yeah, like, yeah. And you flirt with both of them.
And like
yeah.
it's definitely going to fall apart by the end of the summer.
Oh my God, don't tell yeah. me. I haven't seen the movie.
I haven't seen it either. I kind of can guess the trajectory.
You can see the writing on the wall.
Let's think what else. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people are going to be having a Bridgerton summer.
Oh,
because of the release yeah. schedule.
That's true. Yeah. So what is a Bridgerton? In my mind, when you say Bridgerton summer, I'm like laying on a picnic blanket and eating like fruit.
It's like yes, little cakes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But you're also like, if you're single, it's like, I'm the diamond of the season.
Yes. Yeah. It's like embracing your diamond energy.
Yeah. Mm. And I had a diamond of the season, like college year.
Yeah.
I was like, this is the year I'm the diamond of the season. And that's the year I met Oscar.
Damn.
If you embrace that
started dating him. Yeah.
If you embrace that like diamond energy, it will yes, work. It will. If you declare yourself that if in your head you're like Lady Whistledown has chosen me diamond of the season, good things will come.
Yeah.
Cause you are going to radiate that sparkling energy.
Yeah. It's very similar to a Challenger Summer in the fact that like you have multiple suitors mm-hmm. that you're like courting, but it's more of a happy ending. Like maybe you'll like actually continue. It won't just be a summer mm-hmm. fling, you know, it's yeah. like, this seems like a bit more of a happy ending version of the Challenger
Summer. And if you're already in a relationship and you went Bridgerton Summer, then I think you could probably imagine what that might entail.
But then it's also like, if you want a Bridgerton Summer, maybe you're having like a Lady Whistledown Summer.
Yeah.
And you're like meddling and you're matchmaking.
See, now I can get behind that kind of summer.
You're spreading rumors. You're like reestablishing like the social scene.
If we had a single friend, like the way I would be in their business.
We don't have a single friend because they wouldn't be single anymore.
You're so right.
I was single when I joined the friend group.
Not for long.
Yeah.
One thing I'm going to do, wingman. One thing I want two people to be doing, kissing.
That's true. She doesn't like that.
If they're both interested.
Wow.
If you are like, I don't like kissing or, you know, doing anything else, I'm not going to pressure you to. So
she'll try once. And then if you go, no, it's actually a no, then she'll never.
Wait, that makes it sound like I'm trying to kiss him.
No. I mean, like you'll give one good push. But like, if you're like, no, you it's actually like, it. I don't want that.
Then if somebody was like aromantic, I wouldn't be like trying to change that. Anyway.
Unpopular opinion. You can have a grind summer so you can have a chill winter and fall.
I was saying that if you don't like the summer, you could be having hermit summer, like
hermit
sitting
crab.
In front, sitting in, like eating popsicles, sitting in front of a fan.
Yeah.
Like really cold air conditioning, like only activities that are inside.
The summer is so like cinematic in my head. Like it's the one season that I feel like I can pull so many like just like images from popular media like immediately.
Yeah. I don't know. It's the only season that I really romanticize in my life. It's like we get to like fall and winter and like, and it's like,
I have to romanticize fall and winter or else
I'll die. I've started romanticizing fall because I said I'd never tell anybody this ever, but I've started to become a fall girl and I never thought I'd say that.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
But hey, what's my favorite holiday? Halloween.
Yeah.
What
Your birthday?
Birthday is like, it's like the start of fall. Yeah. It's like back end of summer.
September is like summer in Texas, but fall
everywhere
in American
else.
Culture.
Yeah. I just like it.
Yeah. I do love the vibe in like fall and winter of like, it gets dark really early. Like I kind of enjoy that sometimes because you have so much more opportunity
for
getting up to shenanigans at night.
Yeah.
It's like, we can go out, like if you go out for dinner and it's already like 7 PM and it's dark, it's like a little silly and fun. Cause it's like, oh, it's dark. And
it's
we're
like in summer.
Out like late at night, you know, but we're not.
To get late at night at summer. It's like, it's fucking 11 PM.
Yeah.
And the sun has just gone down.
No, I've never disagreed with y'all more. When it starts to get dark early, I start to like shrivel up and die.
Listen, but you have, that's what I'm saying is that like that does usually happen to me, but I have to romanticize the like beauty of like being able to be out and it's like dark and it's fun and we're like young and sexy and we're like out in the town.
Yeah.
But I can still go to bed at like 10 p.m.
Yeah. Yeah. I like when it's like a little, like it also like things cool down. So like your fashion gets to change a little. Like I love it. I love the transition fashion where you really get to wear layers, but they're fun layers. Yeah. Like I can wear my,
wear a cute outfit.
I can wear like my bike shorts and my sweatshirt and I'm like, slay.
Princess Diana.
Princess Diana. Yeah. They're calling that the Lord Arathis fit now.
Yeah, yeah. They've changed that, actually.
You could also have like an H2O summer, like a mermaid summer.
Oh, yeah.
You could have like a Pixie Hollow summer.
What's a summer that doesn't involve water? There's some people who don't like getting wet or can't swim.
This is true.
Or,
I mean, you know? I think if you did Pixie Hollow, like more tinkering, like nature, like gardening, like obviously there's water fairies, but if that's not your thing, I think like Pixie Hollow could really work for you.
Yeah.
I think Challenger Summer also doesn't have to involve water. Like maybe you're picking up pickleball or you're really into tennis or you're into a sport or you like taking your dog to the park and throwing a ball around.
Yeah.
Like there's like outdoor activities you can do within like a Challenger Summer.
Yeah.
And you can like meet people, like pickleball is like a good, if you like find like a group that meets or if you're like walking your dog, whatever, those are like good ways to meet people and then you can flirt with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the spirit of the Challengers.
I played pickleball for the first time 2 weeks ago and I had a great time and I was pretty good at it.
It's fun.
What is pickleball?
It's just
it's like tennis for pussies.
it's a mix between it's like tennis mixed with there's another fucking sport. It's kind of like ping pong.
It's like it's a wiffle ball. So it doesn't go. It's like a big paddle. So it doesn't go very far.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it doesn't go fast. Like you know how a tennis ball is like it comes screaming at you. The wiffle ball makes it pretty slow and like lob it up. The only thing, the paddles are smaller, so like it's a little hard to like control the wiffle ball. Like that's where like the difficulty comes in.
Yeah. Okay.
But like also somebody was explaining the rules to me and I was like, what do you mean?
I know.
Okay. So the rules
are
like,
I always just let whoever's there explain it to me.
So what it is like only the serving team can score a point. So like, say if I'm on the not serving team and like, and the serving team like whiffs it and it would have been our point, we don't get it because we didn't serve. So it like all it does is drag the game out longer because it would be over so quick and then you play to 11. I hate
what
an uneven
it's like,
number.
It's like chilled out tennis.
Okay.
And just like every sport, I'm not very good at it, but I really enjoy it because it's a sport. I have the enthusiasm's there.
We can go
the
play. Talent. I still have the scab on my knee that I got from when I was playing pickleball. I got really into it.
I like that's badass.
I played it at work and
we need to find a Gaga pit.
A lot of shit.
We've been talking about
we gotta get in a Gaga pit. Gaga pit summer.
Gaga pit summer.
That's a great type of summer to have.
That's crazy. You're gonna be bruised. You're gonna be bruised and banged up. But you're going to have...
Okay, if you could have like an adventure summer, if you can like afford to like travel, I don't know, maybe you're planning to travel somewhere. You could have like a bluey summer, especially if you have kids or like you live with your family. You could have bluey summer.
Who sent me the bluey video of the dachshund and bluey named Snickers?
Oh. Not me.
I think it was Oscar then.
That's awesome.
And Snickers is the news reporter.
Oh
my God.
And Snickers, the bit that I saw with Snickers was like, out into the field, we're going to go to Snickers. And then he throws his hat off and he runs. And then he's in the next scene.
Oh, I love that bit. That's actually one of my favorite bits of all time.
But he's so long. Like they've made him so long and he stands up and it's just, it's really
funny. Oh my God. There was another one I was going to say. Oh, we haven't had a full like Naboo summer, but we've had like little tastes of it. Yeah.
We always pretend we're at Naboo when we go to the lake.
Yeah. We're always like at the lake and we're like.
Nobody's ever told me that when we were at the lake.
Yeah. Yeah. What? We have. Yeah.
We go to the paddleboards.
Senior year.
Maybe I just didn't have the context.
I think she just blocked it out.
Maybe I didn't have the context back then. I've watched a lot more Star Wars.
We had a whole thing. We all had characters of like what, like, we were either Jedi or senators and we were getting away. We were on vacation in Naboo.
I was not there.
I could do a whole Gabbin with the Gals like, presentation about
the gladiator.
Yeah, about my like future Star Wars like movie concept. Yeah.
I just watched Phantom Menace back in theaters.
So oh, I missed it.
Very fresh. So very fresh in my mind.
But yeah, I have this whole concept for like a 200 years in the future Star Wars.
Everybody who's a Jar Jar Binks hater, get the fuck out of here.
Whoa.
I'm sorry.
Please actually don't unsubscribe.
I'm sorry. Here's the thing. I understand that the fandoms have changed, but he's not that bad. He's just a little, you know what I mean?
He's not like, that bad.
I know.
It's like, go back and watch it. And it's like,
he's just stupid. Also, he wasn't in there for you. Like if you weren't finding it funny, he wasn't in there for you.
Yeah. And it's also like, he has to be annoying.
That's the point.
That's like why they meet him. That's the whole point.
And they're annoyed with him the whole time because he's annoying.
Yeah.
And that's fine. Some people, hey, newsflash, some people in this world are just annoying and it's fine. That's what I got to say.
Sometimes you're going to be the annoying one, and that's fine. And that's okay.
And you don't deserve.
Yeah, maybe I should be defending Jar Jar Binks more.
Yeah, if anybody at this table should, it's
finally
you.
Some annoying representation.
Yeah, you both say shit like Sneepus and Snorpus.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Jar Jar Binks would love Sneepus Snorpus.
Oh, I think you and Jar Jar would be great friends.
Me and Jar Jar would be like this.
Yeah.
I mean, he and Padme are kind of friends in the Clone Wars series, so.
Yeah, because she's fucking nice to him. She's like, I know you're annoying, but I'll still be nice to you. Yeah. And see.
That's just how she rolls, because she's sexy and beautiful.
Yeah.
And the most sexy, beautiful thing you can do is be kind to others.
That's true. So those are all the summers you could have.
Yeah. Those are all.
And we've covered 22 minutes about that.
Yeah. I also think that if you are like more like indoorsy and you want to do, like, I think Bridgerton summer is really perfect for you, because it's like, maybe you're reading, you could be reading romance, you could be reading like whatever else you're interested in. You could be doing like embroidery or like crochet or other like sort of like making stuff like with
crafting.
Your hands. Yeah.
That's handcrafted.
Like, it's very Bridgerton.
You know what other type of summer you can have? I used to do this when I was younger. I didn't have a lot of friends. Movie theater summer. Like you're just like constantly going to see the movies. And you're not in school, so your parents can drop you off like mid-afternoon.
Air conditioned.
You're totally going to get a promotion now that you said that.
Yeah.
Oh, air conditioned AC summer.
And there's so many theaters that have like a subscription service, or like they have some sort of service that's either cheap or like free to like, you can go every single day to see a movie that I think is like actually a very good cost effective activity.
I just thought of another really, really, really good summer to have. This is probably the best summer that we've thought of so far.
Whoa.
Calvin and Hobbes summer. You are hanging out with your imaginary friend.
Yes.
You are riding in a red wagon down a hill.
The shit
you
we
are
could get up
playing from. In the creek, which is my personal favorite thing to do, period, in the world, in the human experience. I think that is actually the best thing that you can do. You are building a treehouse. You are climbing trees. You are spending time in the treehouse. You are making a little hat, and you have a wooden sword, and you are fighting people.
I'm seeing it.
What else are you doing? You are like looking at the stars and like dreaming of alien life.
Yes.
You are like connecting with like beings beyond our world.
Yes.
What else is like a very Calvin and Hobbes summer? You're philosophizing.
Mm-hmm. This is good.
Yeah.
I think you've covered a lot. You don't have to do all the legwork. You know what I mean?
That's true. Yeah. There's room to dream. Calvin and Hobbes summer. Yeah. Oh, and you're playing dinosaurs.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say maybe final one is have a Gals and Goblins summer.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
Getting up to shenanigans with your best friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're going.
Exploring new places.
Deconstructing the systems you believe in.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have like some days where you're gals and you can get really like dressed up and look really cute and go do like a nice dinner or something. And you have some days that you're goblins and you're like playing in the mud in a creek and you're like.
Yeah.
You're critiquing the government.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, investing time in friendships around you. Like if you are finding yourself that you're like, oh, maybe I don't have a best friend, or like I have a lot of friends, but nobody that's like, that's my core person or people that I turn to. Hey, invest in those relationships this summer.
Yeah. Friendship is like a real investment.
Yeah.
You don't have to become business partners like we did.
You don't have to get married, but
yeah.
You know, yeah, you should treat your friendships with like the same level of commitment that like society kind of implies like romantic relationships have, you know, like
we would still be hanging out all the time, same amount of time, whether we had this podcast.
Yeah.
It's just we now shove the podcast into where we would already be hanging out.
Get really intimate and vulnerable with your friendships. Tell stories together.
Ask questions that actually you learn more about the people in your life, not surface level.
Yeah, and this doesn't have to be your best friend. You can you can do this with anyone and maybe you'll become best friends.
Yeah.
Play a TTRPG. If you don't have a group that you play TTRPGs with, maybe just like get a group of casual friends and like do like Royal Fops worked pretty well as long as you read it before. Find like something super simple that has a little bit of storytelling to it, and like See what happens.
Do a one shot. Not everything has to be a campaign.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or get in the Gals and Goblins Discord and find a group to play with.
Collect some friends who maybe are like super opposed to the idea of D&D.
Yeah.
And like try and like sneak it to them, you know?
Yeah.
Like get it. Be like, oh, board game night. Everybody bring your board game. And then you whip out Fops of Vendemir.
That's true. Yeah. You're like, I have a really fun one. I prepared a law. Are you guys willing to like try it? You just roll some dice. It's really easy.
Get a couple. I mean, if you and your friends drink and are of legal age to do so, get a little drink in them. And then like,
you can really
get people to get really creative.
It's once like they've like experiment yeah. they did where like, if you have one shot, it kind of helps you speak a foreign language a little better. Cause your inhibitions of like, oh, that might be the wrong grammar structure. Mm-hmm. So like, if you are someone who enjoys drinking and is of legal age to do so, that can be a fun way to just like, just relax. You know, everybody do one Jello shot. Keep it responsible.
But get a little silly.
Get a little silly.
Don't do also, 50 Jello shots people.
You don't need alcohol at all this summer. You don't need it to lower your inhibitions.
That's true.
You don't need it to take away your filter. And you don't need it to have fun. You don't need it to bond with friends. Mm-mm. So this is my message to you. If you want to have like a sober summer, if you want to have a mocktail summer, if you
juices.
Like, yeah. If you want to have like a fun little drink summer.
That's probably the summer I'm having.
I think that's a really good summer to have.
Yeah.
That's kind of a separate note.
Oh, I love it. I think mocktail summer goes really well with Gals and Goblins summer.
Yeah.
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 And mocktails fun are just drink. Juices and herbs.
Ooh.
And that's what you need.
Listen, you can make homemade lemonade. All you need is lemons and then a masher and some sugar and some water, and you got lemonade.
Oh, daring book for girls summer.
Huh?
No?
What?
What?
What
Girl Scout?
Say?
Girl Scout Campbell Duffy.
What did you say?
What'd you say?
The Daring Book for Girls.
I don't know that one.
Don't know that one. Anyway, we need to move on to our favorites for summer.
We'll be back next episode with the Daring Book for Girls open on this table.
Okay.
See you later. That? Have a great summer.
No, if we're you not
know,
done. No,
if you know, you know.
We're not done.
Okay. Okay.
What's your favorite summer like drink? What's your like go-to like what
Pina
do you
Pina colada, drink? Alcoholic or virgin. It's like it's a good time either way. It's like it's gonna be freezy, it's gonna be creamy, it's gonna be fruity, and it's gonna be in a fun little glass, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Mine is a strawberry limeade slush from Sonic.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I think mine is I grew up never having cherry limeades. And now I've like experienced them. And I think a cherry limeade might be my drink of the summer, but I also, again, I'm bringing back the lemonade. I'm really into lemonade and flavored lemonade. If I can put watermelon in any drink, that is ideal.
Moroccan lemonade, like from Sherwood. They put like a cayenne pepper in there.
We can make that.
Desert pear. I have desert pear.
I just realized that we can make Moroccan lemonade.
Yeah, I have desert pear syrup right there. It's desert pear, mango, and cayenne pepper.
Yeah.
And lemonade.
Just
to clarify, this is a drink at Sherwood Forest Fair called Moroccan lemonade. If there is an actual like Moroccan traditional way of making lemonade,
I don't know
what we're talking about.
Yeah, sorry. Lemonade with mint in it. Mint.
Ooh. Yeah.
I was gonna say a mojito.
I do like a mojito.
I love a Brahms cherry limeade. No offense, Sonic, but nobody's doing it like
never. I've never been to Brahms.
Me either.
We're going to Brahms. We're reading the Daring Book for Girls.
Maybe we should do favorite thing you like to eat in the summer, like favorite summer snack.
Watermelon.
Pineapple.
Easy question.
Jared has to stop me. I will go buy a full size watermelon. I will cut it up and I will eat it within a day. And then I will have the worst intestinal pain and poops of my life.
Yeah.
And I'll do it the next day.
My curse is kind of like I can only eat a few chunks of watermelon before I die. And so I have to, every time I go anywhere with watermelon, which is every location in the summer, I'm always like, what if I just, it's like Turkish delight in Narnia.
Yeah.
When Edmund's like,
it's just fiber and water. So it's really going to move through you.
No,
but
it's like, I can't eat
it. It is like the most heavenly. I used to grow my own watermelons as a kid. It is the most heavenly taste to me.
Yeah. I never eat like Doritos or Cheetos or like any, I don't really eat those like chip, like kind of snacks throughout the year, but the big puff Cheetos.
Ooh.
You're fresh hopped out of the pool.
Oh yeah.
You reach your wet little hand into that bag, that giant family size bag yeah. of puffy Cheetos. Ow. There is literally
yeah.
nothing better.
And then you jump back in the pool to wash your cheesy little hand
wash
off.
Wash your cheesy little hand off. That yeah. is like my ideal summer snack. That and I said pineapple. That's yeah, like my summer fruit.
Yeah, pineapple is good. Yeah.
In my opinion, strawberry is the best fruit. Strawberry is the best food. Strawberries are the reason that humans were put on this earth was to eat them. So that's what I think.
Yeah.
Which I know we talked about like what type of summer we want to have, but like what's your like go-to summer activity that like you will have to do at least once every summer? Like, do you have like something that you're like...
Tubing. Mm. Like yeah. The last couple summers I've like wrenched everyone to like go to like New Braunfels. And
we go Schlitting one yeah. day and we go tubing in the river yeah. the other day. And it's like a super... At Schlitterbahn, we're like, it's kind of like how some people do Disney. It's like, get in line. It's like, what's the best ride? It's like,
rope drop.
We're going. Yeah. But then like in the river, it's like, we're just like in nature and we're like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
At Schlitterbahn, they're like, people are dropping like flies around us. Like they're of heat exhaustion. They're yeah. throwing up. They're passing out. And yeah. we're like, too bad. Be stronger.
We're covered in sunscreen. We're white from the amount of sunscreen yeah. we have on.
We get off a ride. Hydrated. We're like, drink water.
Yeah.
Go to I next had to,
like,
ride.
After Schlitterbahn last year, I like threw away the swimsuit I was wearing.
That's true.
Like it was, that's how hard we go.
It was nasty.
It was ruined.
Oh my God. I love Schlitterbahn.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. It's so gross, but it's so good.
Yeah, it's kind of mind over matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you have to like not think about it.
Yeah. So tubing and Schlitterbahn are like my favorite summer mm-hmm. activities that I have to do like once a summer and make everybody go with me.
Yeah.
But also like something that I have to do like twice a week during summer is I have to be in a pool. I like, mm-hmm. I have to get in the pool or go to the lake or go to Blue Hole here in Austin. I have to be in water twice a week.
Yeah.
Or it's not worth it. I'm like, I wasted the summer.
Mine is like be in a creek.
Yeah.
Like be in a river.
Yeah, yeah. Mine's similar. It's like, I need to hit like not just a pool. I need to hit at least a natural body of water yeah. at least like three times. Like yeah. it can be a river, a creek, and a lake. Great.
Yeah.
There's a beautiful river near me that Rosie, our dog, goes paddleboarding with me. So that's my go-to normally.
Yeah.
I also have to have like a summer night activity. Like not necessarily yeah. like I have a specific thing, but like I like to be out late on a summer night when it like finally cools down and like chatting with people or like whatever it is. Yes. I really crave like one nighttime activity.
Yeah.
Hello.
Lily shut down one second. We're She's restarting done. Her.
Hang on. She has to reboot.
She's holding me.
Should we take you to a hospital?
No.
Oh, she's trying so hard.
Favorite summer activity? You love being in a creek?
Are you in pain?
No.
Are you shitting yourself? You
oh, like I know what it is. Oh my God. It's that I, this is really, the, no matter what I try, what summer I try to have, I'm going to be having a Smallville summer because Colt and I are, we're on season 2. There's 10 seasons and they have 22 episodes each. And they're like an hour, they're like 45 minutes long. And if you don't know what Smallville is, it's a show about like Clark Kent when he was in Superman, when he was in high school. And it's like, it's so campy. Like it's so hilarious.
It's really
so
good. Fun.
It has like a beautiful primary color palette. Mm. The same thing happens. The exact same thing happens every single episode.
Every time Clark looks at his love interest, I imagine him going, Lana, Lana.
So funny. His eyes are just like, he's a really good Clark Kent because there's nothing like in his eyes.
Yeah.
And every episode, a car explodes.
Yo.
Like every single episode, a car explodes. And it's just the color palette is great. It like gives you nostalgia for like the high school that you never went to.
Well, that.
So it's like Smallville summer.
It's a pretty good. That's a good summer option.
Well, I was going to
really
say.
It really is.
That's really good because I was also going to ask like, what's your favorite thing to watch in the summer? Because like also being in Texas, you do spend a lot of time inside. Like as much as we like, it's like midday. You cannot go outside.
Yeah.
You're not going out.
So Smallville is definitely going to be like my and Colt's summer show, which like it is really summery. I think it's the color palette and like the vibe of it, even though like it's during the school year because they have to go to high school every day, it like still feels like summer. I don't know how to describe
yeah.
it. It's like the nostalgia of summer kind of blends with the nostalgia of high school. And it's like, okay, who really had fun in high school? If you did, that's amazing. But it's like, it gives you nostalgia. It like convinces you that you had fun in your small town high school. Because you're watching other people do it.
There was something, you just asked what's your favorite thing to watch in summer. Mm-hmm. There's something that Oscar and I were just talking about. But for another thing, I always get the craving to watch Hannibal. and NBC
in
Hannibal.
Summer.
In the summer.
I feel like it's like so fall.
Exactly. Oscar's always like, no, we should watch it. Like, it's really cold outside. We should watch Hannibal now.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I always get the craving in the middle of summer.
Did you start watching it in the summer the first time? Like, is it like
maybe
the
I might yeah. have, I might have been like home alone.
And just started.
Yeah, like, I think it was COVID. I was like home alone and I was like watching.
But I kind of get that because one of my favorite things to watch in the summer is horror, which is like there's kind of two big seasons for mm-hmm. horror, especially when they release, right? It's either summer or it's fall to winter, mm-hmm. right? Like around Halloween. Like those are the biggest times for horror. But there's a different type of horror that I would watch in the summer than I would watch in fall.
You can't totally. Get too scared in the fall and winter because then you go outside and you're like, shit, this is like exactly like the scary thing I was just watching.
Yeah.
The chair.
The chair.
Oh my God. Look up the chair horror
Look
short
at the chair on YouTube.
Freaked me out.
Who's it by?
Scared me so bad. From the twisted mind.
Yeah, it's like from the twisted mind of like whoever.
But and yeah, he, it's and like, he's in you it watch too. Something scary in the summer, like Hannibal, and then you like go outside and you're like, ah, it's summer. Like everything's fine yeah. and happy right now. Like nothing is actually, I love, no like, one's really going to eat me.
I love like a summer camp kind of slasher or like, oh, you yeah. know.
Well, that's what we did for our one shot, which yeah. is like the longest experience I've had with horror because I don't watch horror movies.
Or like Jaws, classic, like it's a great time for like very classic campy horror.
Yeah.
Alamo Drafthouse has that Jaws experience on the water that they do every year.
They don't do it anymore.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I did it like 5 years ago and it was so good.
One of the pools is actually showing it. They're doing like a summertime pool series and they're mm-hmm. showing Jaws. So at least you can sit in a pool, which I would really enjoy because I never did the Jaws experience.
It was nice though to sit on a tube because it was like, I'm in the water, but I'm not like, mm-hmm. my legs aren't dangling and I'm not getting too scared.
I've never seen Jaws.
That's you would
so
like it.
Good.
It's like, I would like it.
Yeah.
It's not, the shark
it's
is the
not,
bad
it's not the shark.
I know.
It's not about the shark.
It's not about the shark.
No.
And I don't like that the shark is the bad guy.
It's okay.
It's.
I actually think Jaws did a lot of harm.
I know. It did. But it's not about the shark.
But also, like, now that, like, technology has advanced so far, it's, like, a lot of the harm it did, they're, like, working on right now. And it's, like, people who watch it now.
Yeah.
You know, it's, like, you can tell it is an animatronic shark.
They're trying to fix it.
Yeah.
It is a very good movie that you should see.
There are a lot of movies. Maybe I should have like a classic movie summer.
That would be
great. I haven't seen any classic movies.
Yeah.
Kind of bad.
Okay.
I tried that, but they're always 50-50 for me.
But it's like, am I going to sit down and watch a classic movie by like Steven Spielberg? Or like, am I going to like watch 5 episodes of Smallville?
Well, we'll make you watch Jaws this summer. How about that?
I'll have a Jaws day.
Let's be influencers. Like, what is your like must-have thing in the summer? Like what's like an essential everyday essential
like strawberries
watermelon okay this is me trying to influence myself. There's ads that I keep getting for like a sunscreen brand that's very retro branded. It's kind of
vacation.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Looks good.
Incredible.
They have like a face sunscreen spritz, which I haven't seen a lot, at least like in the skincare makeup world very often, that is really enticing. Cause like if I could spritz my face sunscreen on throughout the day, that would be great.
Oh, my essential is like a big Hawaiian shirt like this. I wear this everywhere, especially if you are like swimming, like you've got a swimsuit to change into or whatever. And then like, obviously if you're like me, you're not going to remember like a change of clothes or a cover up or anything. So I like over every outfit I wear, I have like a big Hawaiian shirt like this. That's what I want to influence you to get. And you can get them at thrift stores for cheap.
Yeah.
In the summer, I'm always really inspired. Like everywhere, I'm always like, I'm going to do big things this summer. But I always carry around like a little notebook in the summer, like a little sketchbook. I have like my Moleskine, like no lines, like sketchbook.
That's
and
hot.
I like write down all my notes in it and for work. And then also like for Gals and Goblins and like for just other things out in my life, I like write little notes in it. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, it also like, if I look down at my purse and I see that I have it there, usually it's like, it gives me the like urge to like pull it out and like draw. I like if we're hanging out like at the river, or, like at Blue Hole or like out at lunch or something, or like somewhere really pretty, it'll give me the like it'll remind me like, oh, I want to like draw things.
You can draw a mermaid tail.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. that's, I did that last summer too. And I only did it a couple times, but it was still nice to like have,
to have.
Yeah. To have those moments of like I pick it up and draw it and it's like fun. So I recommend if you're someone who maybe used to draw a lot and doesn't anymore, like just carry it around with you and there will be a moment of like, okay, now I can pull it out and draw at lunch or something and you can draw your friends and it makes them happy. And yeah.
I would also say another thing that I'm very passionate about is find swimwear. Like if what's keeping you from going into water or pools with your friends is like, you're not comfortable in what swimwear you have, find swimwear that you are comfortable and confident in. And you just need fucking one set. You don't need, and this is coming from a bitch with 20 fucking swimsuits. You don't need 20 swimsuits. You just need one that you go to. But I feel like I was very insecure as like a kid to teenager. And so like I stayed out of the pool more than I should have because I wasn't comfortable with like my swimsuit options. Mm-hmm. So like find some, whether it's like spandex shorts and a sports bra or like a rash guard, like if you want a full shirt, like whatever it is, like set that and then don't let that keep you from going and getting in,
yeah.
you know, the yeah. pool or the lake or like.
I've seen some good like androgynous, like kind of gender neutral swimwear mm-hmm. recently. I don't know the name of like the shop or anything, but like thankfully that's becoming like more popular
yeah.
And like more accessible. So that's good. When I was a kid, I would swim in like a sports bra and like Nike shorts. Like that was the yeah. only thing I was really comfortable like swimming in, and nobody said anything. Nobody, yeah. like,
nobody cares.
Yeah. So like, just have fun, wear whatever makes you feel comfortable. Yeah. Like there's like swim dresses. Yeah, yeah. Find something that you feel comfortable in and get in the water.
Yeah.
And if anybody says anything,
drown them. Your friends would rather you get in the water than care about what you're wearing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know that sometimes people do suck and like some, yes. like maybe you have like somebody in the past has said something or like, you're like afraid that somebody is going to, and they will. And I don't know. I don't have like a you know, list of comebacks for you.
Send me their name.
Yeah, send us their name and their address.
Yeah, we'll show up.
Yeah, but just remember, if anybody is saying something like that to you, they are even more insecure than you. You have yeah. to be yeah. so insecure to say something like that.
And the way that you get back at them is you just go have fun as best you can.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
they're the ones who aren't having fun. Yeah. And that's on them.
Yeah. Just be confident that you are having more fun than them yeah. because they are a miserable person.
Yeah. So that's what I would say.
Yeah.
And if you don't like water,
kind of brutal advice, but really true. Well,
hey, and if you're somebody who makes fun yeah. of people, what people wear at the pool, first of all, get off the Patreon.
Then that's sad.
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. If you're plus size, swimsuitsforall.com is like a little, they have a lot of plus size options and most of them are a little like, mature for older women. Like they're not very flattering, but they do have a couple options on there that I really like and I've bought before.
Where did you get the white and blue one?
Is the white and blue one's from Target, actually.
I was gonna say Target stepped up because my oldest sibling got a swimsuit from there and it was very like androgynous.
Yeah.
Like the cut was not, it was like more boy shorts, but it was swim. It was interesting.
Target has a lot of good basics now in terms of like, there's like little like shorts with like a skirt over them or just like, like my partner Oscar has like a really androgynous like shorts and like a kind of like sports bra top basically. Mm-hmm. And that makes him feel really good. But yeah, Target has a lot of good options, surprisingly.
Mm-hmm. I feel like they've stepped up. I saw that I was walking through their swimsuit section recently and I really admired how many different cuts of things they have. Like it used to just be like always a low rise bikini bottom and top, but now there's like a ton and they're cute too, which is nice.
Yeah
But that's really good advice. Don't let it stop you. Your body is beautiful and your body was made to be swimming around in the summer
and eating strawberries and watermelon and eating whatever the fuck you want during the summer
and being in nature with your friends.
Yeah. Oh. That's what life is about. And I know it might be hard if you're in the thick of dealing with, you know, those body image issues or bullying or whatever, but that's what life is about. And if you focus on those moments, you will be more fulfilled than if you spend your life trying to look good in a bikini. Yeah.
You only have a physical form for so long. Like, I don't, if you believe in reincarnation or an afterlife or whatever, like, yeah, your spirit's going to be alive for a long time, but you only have the physical form you're in for like a very limited amount of time. Yeah.
So many like older people are always like, it's like, oh, what advice would you give to younger people? And almost always the advice is like, I wish I'd done all those things I was scared of. Like,
yeah.
I wish I'd like done that. I wish I'd done that thing. Like I looked beautiful. Like, why didn't I just go out and like do that thing? I was so insecure and I didn't do it. Like you can't get to that point in your life and like not have done all those things that you want to do. Like you have to do them.
Yeah.
You have to go out and do the things that you're scared of. And it's like, but I'm scared.
Yeah.
And it's like, but do it scared. That's one of my favorite things right now.
Do it scared.
Do it scared.
Do it scared.
Yeah.
Anything that scares you means that you will grow from it.
Yes.
Like that's what it is. If you're not scared of what you're doing, then you're not growing.
Yeah. Have a challenge yourself summer.
That's, I have a challenge myself life. That's how I live my fucking life.
Have a really courageous summer.
Ooh, yeah. Be brave.
Nourish your spirit summer.
Ooh, I like that, yeah.
And you look beautiful, and there's nothing more beautiful than having a good time.
Yes. And go get in that fucking water.
Yeah. Better splash around. You better play mermaids.
We'll see you in that goddamn water.
We'll see you in the creek.
We'll see you under the waves.
Yeah.
Because we're lurking.
Yeah.
Down there.
Oh. Wow.
Swimming.
This fun summer episode got kind of deep.
Guys, shut up. I'm not you. Oh, I'm not supposed to wash twice. People die in it. So
I thought we were going to watch it later.
Guys, my swimsuit is still wet from yesterday. Well, I'm going to have to put it back on tomorrow and it's still going to be wet.
Oh, you could. Do you have a hair dryer? Well, we could put it in the real dryer.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. But your mom.
But what if it's going to wake your mom up?
It's gonna wake your mom.
Yeah. Maybe just wear it wet tomorrow.
Just put it on and then we'll get right in the pool.
Oh, my thighs are going to chafe.
Well, maybe you should have brought another swimsuit.
Bye.